From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. In a moment, Dr. Randy Shannon joins us from criticalhealthnews.com to talk about your health. We'll take calls with her soon enough as well on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. We've got a great program for you tonight. Dr. Randy Shannon back with us, author, speaker, naturopathic doctor who believes that supplementation and natural remedies are essential when it comes to everyday health. She is a true spokesperson for criticalhealthnews.com. Randy, welcome back to the program.
So great to be back with you, George. What a amazing day and night, and I can't wait to tell you why. A lot of exciting things going on here in Miami and our state in general.
Super. 6 weeks ago when you were on, I have been inundated still with emails from people raving about your performance. So congratulations and welcome aboard.
Well, thank you so much. It's so great to be a part of the team. Amazing.
So what's going on in Miami other than the housing market might crash?
Well, yeah, that's definitely a hot topic here. Actually, this is October 1st, and the ban on chemtrails went into effect today. And we had the most sunny skies with beautiful billowy clouds. So we could actually breathe fresh air. No toxins.
So they actually admit that something's been going on, huh?
They did, and they enacted legislation, and they gave us a phone number that if we see them, we're supposed to make sure we call it in, and it's a felony for these pilots and whoever else is involved, I suppose.
We're going to take calls pretty soon with Dr. Randy Shannon, and we will next hour as well as we're talking about your health. It is so important, Randy, to keep yourself healthy. You cannot help the people you care about if you can't take care of yourself. Would you agree?
100%.
And it is so special that we have great tips from people like you and Dr. Wallach and Ben Fuchs and those people. It's just truly amazing. We've got an email in from a lady in Oklahoma who says that she's, they keep coming in, that she has fat toes. Now, she doesn't mean she's fat, but her toes are. What does that mean?
Well, she's definitely got some kind of swelling going on in the body without me being able to see. Because you got to remember, I would look at fat toes too, but my main expertise is I look at faces, fingernails, tongues, other marks of concern on the body. So fat toes fit in that. It can be some sort of edema, fluid buildup in the tissues. It can get worse at the end of the day. It can be inflammation, could be arthritis, gout, rheumatoid arthritis. It could be a lymphatic blockage. If that's not draining well, the toes, the feet, the ankles, they will look thick or fat. So I'm not sure if she's just swelled up or if there's actual fat there. Most likely swelled up. It could be an infection, could be an injury, could be an ingrown toenail. So we would definitely want more details about that.
Does supplementation minimize stuff like that?
Yeah, it will definitely help. At the end of the day, I'm a naturopathic doctor, so I do like to see the client. Now, not in person, because everything I do is virtual. There is no clinic for somebody to walk into here where I'm at in Miami. So they would send me pictures of something like that, and I have a questionnaire. There's different, ways to walk them through that. And if they need to see me as a doctor, that's different than calling, let's say, the call team. The call team is going to deal with what we're, talking about with various topics that you and I are going to talk about. But when they actually need to see a doctor, then they can contact me. Otherwise, I like everything to go through the call team. And even this then does go back to it. But some people in this audience, fat toes, no offense, and I'm not making fun, she does probably need to see me. And she would just have to schedule and send me the pictures, fill out a questionnaire so I can get more details so that I can deal with her issues effectively instead of guessing.
All right, super. Robert from Maine writes, I have a high PSA level. My urologist wants to do a prostate biopsy. What should I do?
I do not love biopsies. Basically, your body is brilliant. Your brain is brilliant. And when it sees something going on, it will wrap around it to contain it. So I cannot tell anybody here or anywhere, even when people contact me, you know, direct, to not get a biopsy. I do leave that up to them. Everybody has their own walk when it comes to something like that. But I can tell you, for myself personally, I am never in this lifetime going to do a biopsy, because your brain already contained it. The body contained it. And when you do a biopsy, you're poking a hole. And, you know, the doctors won't really talk about that. I've never heard any of them discuss this, but they go in and come out. And when they come out, they've now, you know, spread cells everywhere. And it's my firm belief, and there's other people talking about this now, and it's been my belief for as long as I've been a naturopath, and if not longer, that that is why it then goes into the bone and different lymph nodes, et cetera. So personally, I'm going to keep it contained, and I'm going to do a natural route. And when it comes to the C word like that, or high numbers, et cetera, that is something where they do have to schedule with me.
We're with Dr. Randy Shannon from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. Let's flood it, criticalhealthnews.com. Here's that magic phone number to call. She's got a staff behind her taking notes on what she says, so you can call them and say, I have this situation, help me out. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. You can call that number tonight, tomorrow, next week. There's always somebody available to help you out on that. Her book is called Tongue Tales. Tell us about that book, Tongue Tales.
Tongue Tales, a children's book, definitely is about getting kids to take a look at that body part, because that is going to tell the tale. Why it's called Tongue Tales. There's so much information in the tongue that has to do with various organs. They don't know that as children, but as long as we are making them be aware of that, I have them go look in the mirror at their own tongue so that they're aware that we have that body part, and that will change over time. I just had a client. She is just 3 years old. Her family, one of the family members, sprayed pesticide out on the yard, and she got all kinds of crazy symptoms, kidney failing, liver failing. They scheduled with me an analysis from the emergency room, and I took a look at that, and I could see the various organs there, and I said, I believe that her kidney, her liver are in trouble. I gave them all kinds of details about it. They may be listening tonight. So sure enough, after the blood test was run, I was correct in what my assessment was on what was going on with her. And they're treating her for that now. But the tongue and the body is what gave me what I thought it was. So it's pretty serious. And they had to run her from one hospital to a bigger one, where they were able to deal with this. So note to everyone out there, please don't spray the lawns, because this was kind of like a mustard gas in a way.
Oh, geez.
The way it affected the little girl, just 3 years old.
What do you think of supplementation for children?
Absolutely, probably
in the liquid form, I would guess.
Yep. There is some things that are chewable and things that are great for the gut, but kids need those 60 minerals and 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and the essential fatty acids, just like the adults do. They just need it at a much lower dose, of course. So it's absolute. I have grandkids, and they're on all these nutrients, whether they're nursing through mom or they're taking it on their own. They just take it at a lower dose. It's very
what do you think of the administration's remarks a week or so ago that acetaminophen, that you find in the over-the-counter pain pills could cause autism from pregnancies. What do you 100%. Think of that?
Oh, you know, I can't believe that they've ignored the people for as long as they have, you know, if the people are screaming. And the thing is I believe, I still firmly believe that the jabs are the initial problem because the child is not being given the Tylenol until there's already a problem. And typically they're screaming and nothing can console them. Because what's happening, and this is, it's just even awful to describe, the brain is swelling up larger than what the skull can contain. And it's very painful for these children. And that's coming from the jabs. And so that's where the problem is. Then they call the doctor and say, I cannot console my child. They had their shots today. They had them yesterday, whatever it was. And that's when he says, give the Tylenol. Then the Tylenol is removing the glutathione out of the body, and then it's anybody's guess at that point. So 100% agree, should have been off the market a long time ago. The stock plummeted, good to see that. I do not support any of that process.
But you would say it's okay to use for pain pills for adults?
No.
Really?
No. That was derived from the and I did hear President Trump say, you know, we don't have anything else, take it because there is no other alternative. Yes, there is. As a naturopathic doctor, I know the old ways, and the old ways were painkiller came from white willow bark.
That's the aspirin, right?
Yeah, they took from white willow bark what they created Tylenol from, a portion of that, like it's several degrees off, but that's the premise of where that came from. So why not take the white willow bark?
Now they say take a baby aspirin if you've had heart issues. What do you think of that?
No. And I'm not about that either, because there's so many other ways to keep the blood flowing, to keep the pressure down, you know, to keep things on track and on pace. And it's that 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 3 essential fatty acids. That's the secret, not drugs that have side effects.
When I travel a lot, Randy, I pack my vitamins and off I go.
Love it. You're smart, George. That's why you do well.
And I definitely have a multiple vitamin just in case I forget other things.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Yeah, sometimes it's too much to take on a trip. You know, Dr. Wallach,
oh, my God. He travels with about 100 vitamins.
Yeah. And he carries all those little bags and takes all of that. But if it was all in one pill, sometimes people say, oh, it's too much. But if it was in one pill, it would be a horse pill. So that's why they keep it broke down and separated off.
We're going to come back in just a moment with Dr. Randy Shannon and begin your phone calls with her. So if you have a question about your health or somebody you care about, just fire away. And again, the phone number to call for assistance, not to get on the show, but for assistance, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO, and their website. CriticalHealthNews.com is available to you all the time. They give you updates on shows and podcasts and in great information. Well, we'll be back with calls with Dr. Randy Shannon in just a moment. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with Dr. Randy Shannon, and we'll take your calls this half hour and next hour as well. And we do this as a public service to you to help you out. And Randy, how many people do you think you've helped in your career right now?
Oh, my gosh. Thousands. Thousands. It's not even countable, probably.
What has been the most inspirational story you've come across or patient?
Gosh, there's so many good ones. Even one today, amazing story, which I'd like to share if we get a chance. But, you know, people with 3% kidney function, hospice said there's nothing that they can do. Get on my protocol, and within a week they're back up. And this particular woman, I might have mentioned her main thing was her love of life was helping to take care of her husband, which is a beautiful thing. And within a week, she was already up and doing things around the house, cooking for him. A year later, they picked up. Everything was normal again. They picked up, and they were in Australia originally, moved to New Zealand, and got their life back. Today, I've had this client for the last couple of months with something called FTD. And FTD, there's about 60,000 people in America alone that have it. And it's a form of dementia that the medical community says there is no coming back from this. And this guy's just 2 months into the protocol after having been diagnosed with this for quite some time and already having literal miraculous turnaround. So it's still my firm belief that unless you were born with it, it is reversible. I haven't seen anything yet. You know, there is people that come to me too late, but I really just believe that, you know, 5,000-year-old original medicine, which is what I do, is like everybody's best hope to be able to beat what it is that they have.
You know, you hear these horror stories, Randy. One, of course, with the great actor Bruce Willis, that he has frontal temporal lobe dementia. Same kind of situation. It's sad.
If you can get to him, get him to me. Because you can look at that. You have all the money in the world. And here I am. And I believe I can help him. I don't know how far he is. I would need to see. But my methods are powerful.
They say it's pretty progressed.
It is pretty progressed, yeah. I mean, there is a point, if you've waited so long, that there is no return. But, you know, when it comes to the immune system, it has many moving parts. But two of the most important fighters are what I work with my clients, which is focusing on killer T cells. Those are the soldiers on the front line of our immune system, and they find and destroy infected cells, cancer cells, or anything foreign that doesn't belong, and they need proper training and the fuel to stay there, to stay sharp. And the other one is the helper cells. And so if you think about them as the generals of the army, they don't kill directly, but they coordinate that attack. And they do that by signaling other immune cells like B cells to make the antibodies or the killer T cells that go into action. And without these strong helpers, the immune response is weak and very misdirected. And that's why you'll hear doctors say that the body is attacking itself. It's just because these are weak. So I, to my knowledge, am the only naturopathic doctor potentially in the world that focuses on these types of cells. I've heard of one medical doctor, but I've also, even though he's amazing, he uses synthetics, whereas I come from the natural.
You're the naturopathic doctor. Let's take some calls. And we're going to take calls next hour as well. So if you don't get on this half hour, you got a full hour to get your shots here. Let's go to Denver in Mississippi to get us started. Hi, Denver.
Hi, George. Thanks for this opportunity to speak on Coast. But first, I'd like to say hi to my buddy Cornelius, Ruth, and Yacht, and my friend Topeka, Kansas, Miss Jackson. But I'm a minister, and I'm concerned about some of my members. They have to go to dialysis so often, 3 times a week, and I like to know why so many people are having problems with kidney. I like for the doctor to elaborate on that a little bit.
Okay, thanks, Denver. Kidney issues, Doc.
Well, that is one of my most favorite organs. The woman I mentioned that was at 3% function, that was her kidney that I was talking about. My own father had kidney cancer. And just absolute fantastic results. And why do people go in arrear? Well, you know, today I was checking somebody's water. I check the water of my clients. And when I look at that, I see so many contaminants in the water. This one in particular that I was talking to today had 17 different contaminants that were all higher than what the human body could handle. That is difficult for a kidney or a liver, et cetera, if you're not doing something to offset that. And the effect of the 17 different contaminants, every single one of them is cancer. So literally, this is in the water, I believe, coming from the skies. I can't say for sure. I'm not there with those planes. But one of the ones that I was on with today was in Florida, and they had uranium, radon. Now, how does that get in our water supply? Arsenic, you know, some of these things that are in there at levels that are over 1,000 times higher than what the human body can handle. So why are they on dialysis? Why are they having organ failures? Why are all these things happening? And this is serious stuff.
What do you think of giving people pig organs to keep them alive?
I don't want it, but I suppose if I was desperate that I would go that route, but it's not something that I would want. I would much rather they go the natural route, for sure.
Are they in a desperate situation when they get a pig's organ?
Yes. Yeah. I believe that's a very serious situation.
Let's go to Ruth in Maryland. Ruth, you just got a shout out from Denver. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks to him for waking me up because my clock, just bought a new one too and it broke again. So anyway, thank you for taking my call, George and Dr. Randy. And I have a comment and a question. Dr. Randy, thank you so much for last time when you were on and you told us about the peanuts and the peanut butter. And sure. Yeah. I've been trying to learn more about it. I talked to an Amish man the other day. He told me that they're actually not a nut. They're actually considered a bean, a legume, I guess you pronounce it, L-E-G-U-M-E, more like a bean. And anyway, George, I have a question for you. And Dr. Randy, I'm curious, did you throw your peanuts away like she asked you to? And Dr. Randy, I switched to almond butter. And actually, my little dog, Teddy, he's having his almond butter right now. So is that okay? I mean, that seems like it's pretty good. So,
and I'll tell you, Ruth, I minimized my peanut butter. It's not as much as before. But go ahead, Randy.
Okay, so she is correct in that it is not a true nut. And the bottom line is that they sit in moisture and then mold, of course, forms. And that is extremely toxic to us. And that'll kill a liver off real quick. Almond butter is safe for in very small amounts. So don't let them eat the whole jar. And almond butter, I like it, but they need to be organic and you need to eat that right away. And the reason that I say that is because there's going to be an oil and you don't want that oil to go bad, rotten, rancid, and then you're eating that bad oil.
Texts and tweets, we take them in. What do you have, Tommy? Tom, you have a text?
Yes, so we sure do. This one from Jason in Santa Clara. Randy, Jason wants to know why folks start to itch as they get older.
Well, okay. I mean, I don't think all of them do, but if they are, I would start looking at the diet. You want to make sure that they're free of all the wheat, barley, rye, oatmeal, and buckwheat. That's probably number one. It could be a result of some medications. Most people do go on medications as they get older. Now, that is not what I would suggest, but there could be something in there that's causing the itch. So that would be the places where I would start. Itching is not just like, oh, I'm older, so I'm going to start itching. It's not how it works.
Next up, let's go to Denise in Florida. Take it away, Denise.
Hey guys. Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have three questions and they're quick, but really important.
Let's do one at a time. Go ahead.
Okay. Tampa, Florida. I float in my swimming pool at dusk, and that's when I see the chemtrails. I've called the news stations about it, and no one believes me. Like, they think I'm a nutcase. But it drives me crazy because I see it, and I know the strontium and all the other heavy metals that you even mentioned, Dr. Shannon, that Whittington has also shown a lot of this stuff to be in our water supply and even getting into our food supply. But at any rate, what's the phone number, because the hotline phone number for chemtrails?
I will pull that up. I don't have that handy right this second, but I'll pull that up.
All right. Yeah, pull that up and give it on the air when you get it, Randy. What's your next question, Denise?
Next one is sprouting raw almonds. I heard that if you take raw almonds and do you just drop it in a glass of distilled water to sprout it and then eat it the next day?
Yeah, almonds are fine in any way, shape, or form, really. And by the way, that chemtrail number is in Florida, Florida Department of Environmental Protection, or DEP, 850-245-2118. And there is a second number. That one I'll repeat, 850-245-2118. And for complaints in specific regions like up around Orlando, 407-897-4100.
All right, we'll repeat that a little bit later on in the show next hour. And what's your last question, Denise?
Microplastics in the water, and also in packaging, that, you know, when we're eating these foods that have plastics around them, what can we do to get rid of the microplastics that are, you know, we're ingesting through the water supply and through our food supply?
You just can do the best that you can, and I'll also give you a detox. I had a guy who used to work for me. He was actually a personal assistant directly. And when he was in college to be a molecular biologist, he said they tested even everything that said it was BPA free, and it still leached the oils. Everything, the most expensive bottles to the least, that were plastics that said BPA free. They were not. Okay. So I don't even play with that. I just get glass bottles for everything. My storage containers are all glass. I don't go to the coffee shops like Starbucks or anything, because even if they're giving you that cardboard cup, it's lined with plastic on the inside. Then you hit it with a hot coffee, and that's just melting down. That is a terrible endocrine disruptor. It will make your whole body go foobar, and people wonder why they're foobar. That's a little military Marine Corps term. And I was not in the military. But point is you don't want that. So you just have to forego some things. And that's okay to not do that. Or if you're going to do it, just do it a little bit here or there. But you still got to get that out of the body. So one of the things that I would highly suggest is getting the product. And do not buy this on Amazon. Only get it from the call team. And that would be Herbal Rainforest. And everybody listening should get that, because you've all had plastics, you've all had jabs, you've all breathed that air where they're dumping in the sky, you're all drinking these waters that have all these toxins. That should go off the shelf if everybody was actually listening to me on that.
It's a serious situation, isn't it, Randy?
It is. It is. Because 17 things in one district all cause cancer. That is the same from coast to coast. Not meaning to say the name of the show in that, but that's true.
We're going to come back in just a moment with Dr. Randy Shannon and take more phone calls next hour here on Coast to Coast. Her website is criticalhealthnews.com. The toll-free number to call for assistance, like all those phone numbers she gave out, if you missed them, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. And we will be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM with Dr. Randy Shannon.